Last week, the U.S. House of Representatives voted in favor of creating a commission to study the January 6th violence at the Capitol. 35 Republicans in Congress voted with Democrats in favor of the proposal modeled on the 9/11 commission. But its future in the Senate looks doubtful. Here's Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
What is clear is that House Democrats have handled this proposal in partisan bad faith, going right back to the beginning. From initially offering a laughably partisan starting point to continuing to insist on various other features under the hood that are designed to centralize control over the commission's process and its conclusions in Democratic hands.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Would you like to see an independent investigation of the insurrection by a 9/11 style commission? All of Wisconsin's Republican representatives voted against the commission. Do you support that choice? What questions do you have about what they're trying to do here? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. David Schultz is a professor of political science at law and law at Hamline University and professor of law at the University of Minnesota. David, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me again, and thank you to the audience.
Well, this is a congressional action here, so I'm assuming there's some complicated detail. But broad strokes, David, what in its current form would this commission look like if it were passed as is?
If it were passed as is, it would be a bipartisan commission that would have fact-finding authority and be able to put together information regarding what actually happened leading up to the events of January 6th, what do we know about January 6th, and perhaps recommendations going forward in terms of how we should address these actions in the future. So again, as you pointed out in sort of the opening here, the model was the 9/11 commission, of which most people say was absolutely, let us say, impeccable in terms of its ability to look at the causes and consequences of the terrorist attacks back in 9/11.
We just heard Senator McConnell, Senate Minority Leader, saying, you know, maybe this idea is okay, but it's so partisan in the way it's been presented by the House Democrats and the version that ultimately passed. Are there valid concerns that Democrats would be stacking the deck here?
I don't think the concerns are valid in this situation here. What's been interesting is to look at January 6th after Congress reconvened to finish verifying the electoral vote count. We saw people like Lindsey Graham and a host of other Republicans strongly condemn what happened that day. But since January 6th, really at the behest of Donald Trump and his wing of the Republican Party, there's been a significant backpedaling away from the concerns about January 6th, oftentimes claiming that you had Black Lives Matters or other groups involved in the events there. And the reason why I mention all of this is that what we're seeing now is an investigation which is focusing on what happened on January 6th. There's nothing in the mandate that says that it can't expand to include any possible sources or any possible groups that might have been involved in terms of what happened on January 6th. But what's actually happening instead is the Republicans are specifically mandating and saying, well, it has to include, for example, particular things such as investigations into Black Lives Matters and so forth. So in many ways, the Republicans are being a little disingenuous here, claiming that the Democrats are stacking the deck when, in fact, the Republicans are backpedaling from their initial concerns. Many of them are, let's say, the leadership, and they're trying to sort of force a direction for the commission. And it's also important to remember, as again, you pointed out in the introduction here, is that there were 35 Republican House members who supported this legislation. So it actually can claim, at least to be in the House, to be serious bipartisan proposal and not merely, let's say, perfunctory, where we get like maybe one Republican supporting it.
One more Republican critique, including from Kevin McCarthy, minority leader on the House side of things, says this would effectively duplicate work already going on at the Justice Department and then congressional committees looking into the security breaches at the Capitol. So why would we need this separate investigation given those existing investigations would be the argument?
Sure. Those other investigations are going to be criminal in nature. This is taking us, at least theoretically, beyond criminal in nature, looking at perhaps other issues that surrounding the January 6th events. And it's not uncommon for Congress also to do fact-finding under its investigatory powers, of which then that produces legislation, or that information that is eventually turned over to the Justice Department for criminal consideration. So this is not an unusual pattern. And again, remember that this could also lead to legislation, not just perhaps criminal indictment or criminality.
Talking to David Schultz from Hamline University and the University of Minnesota, looking at efforts led by Democrats, some Republican support, but probably not enough of the Senate to have a commission, a 9/11 style commission, to investigate the January 6th events at the U.S. Capitol. You could join in with your thoughts on that or your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Larry is with us in Kingston. Larry, hi.
Hi. Yeah. I believe that there should be an investigation. The Republicans, they think about what happened at the Capitol like it was a walk in the park, and it was white supremacy going crazy. And I think that some of the legislatures and maybe even Donald Trump might have been involved in organizing it.
Larry, thanks for the call. David, first of all, Larry's saying he's worried that some members of Congress are saying, he used the phrase walk in the park, downplaying it. He's also concerned about members of Congress. What kind of things could this investigation look like on those two spheres?
Well, what it would do would look at, for example, who was actually involved. Because, again, I think what the caller said, this was orchestrated by white supremacists. Well, we would be able to look, that is, the commission would be able to look into, who was behind it. Additionally, we've seen over the last few months allegations that members of Congress were involved, or the Capitol Security was involved. Again, a lot of this right now is kind of anecdotal or rumor. And so a commission like this, if constituted properly, could get to the heart of a lot of these rumors and find out how this was orchestrated. How did it occur? Was there any complicity or plotting with members of Congress or, let's say, the White House back when Donald Trump was president? Again, right now, with so many rumors out there, this is really an effort to get to the truth of it and perhaps dispel this. And so for many people who are Trump supporters, they should actually embrace this commission because they have argued, for example, that Donald Trump and the White House had no involvement in this whatsoever. And if that's true, this investigation should be able to produce that as a conclusion.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. David, a lot of the attention, understandably, on the breach of the Capitol, the violence there. Could this commission look at the protest itself? Because it's unusual, I think, a sitting president convening a rally, even if it stayed peaceful, the intent was to persuade the vice president and members of Congress to change the outcome of the presidential election in favor of the sitting president. I don't know. That is kind of a breach of precedent, isn't it?
It is a breach of precedent. Generally, we've been able to see, with the exception possibly of a couple of situations, that presidents accept the election results, move on, and don't really try to interfere with the counting of the electoral votes. I mean, just think about two instances within all of our lifetimes. 2000, where Al Gore is vice president presiding in 2001 over the counting of the electoral votes that showed that George Bush won and not he, despite the fact that there was questions regarding the validity of the results in Florida, and he performed his duties. What I'm getting at here is that this is very unusual what the president did. Very unusual the fact that what? I mean, as so many things with the Trump administration, his call for action that day, the resulting efforts to impeach him a second time. There are a lot of precedents, pardon any pun here, that were broken, you know, during the previous president's tenure, maybe some written, maybe some unwritten norms. And I think part of what a good investigation needs to do is ask, you know, the whys, you know, and again, this may be a broader way of thinking about this investigation too. It is political in terms of understanding the political roots of what's happening. I don't mean partisan, but understanding why the protests, why the anger, how all this came about. And again, perhaps trying to think in terms of how we might present or prevent something like this in the future. I mean, we forget about the fact that what? This was the first time, I think, that the U.S. Capitol had been stormed or sacked, I think, since what? The War of 1812. Now, a listener might be able to call in and correct me on that. I think the Capitol was attacked in the War of 1812, and I don't think it ever actually was during the Civil War. But the point being, this is how rare something like this is, and it's really worthy of an investigation.
We're talking about the proposed commission to study the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. David Schultz is with us, professor of political science and law at Hamline University and professor of law at the University of Minnesota. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think Congress should do when it comes to looking at the January 6th violence? How would you like Wisconsin senators to vote on that commission? If and when it comes to a vote, you could join in at 800-642-1234. 1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk now with political scientist David Schultz, looking at the idea of an independent commission to investigate the January 6th events at the U.S. Capitol. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he'd bring the commission to a vote in the Senate where it would need 60 votes to pass. A lot of questions if there'd be enough Republicans to put it over that margin. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see a commission like this? What should be the scope, if so, of an investigation? What questions do you have about the politics or policy behind it all? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. Jeff is with us in Superior. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, thank you. I definitely think this is a teachable moment in our country. The insurrection to me was valid. The first Patriots, they overthrew the king. We also had a civil war in the mid-1800s. I think I'm not afraid of an investigation. I want to make 2 points. One is, the protesters were only overthrowing one branch of government. Even if they succeeded, Congress would have been disabled. But we still have an executive branch and a judicial branch. They would have not overthrown the government. So they need to express the point of view of the protesters, interview them, why they did it, why they chose to be civilly disobedient, what was their purpose, what was their plan. And also, I think that when it comes to the future, if anything, Congress needs to make a decision about what happens if Congress is overthrown. And the people have a right to overthrow their government. It's in our Declaration of Independence. If our government doesn't represent us, that's within our prerogative to do so. And so I think they have a valid point of view. I just hope the investigation represents both points of view.
And Jeff, you started by saying you believe the insurrection was valid. Do you mean you hoped that they had succeeded and made Donald Trump the winner of the election?
I wasn't afraid if they had succeeded, but even if they had succeeded, it was a whole nother series of events that would have had to happen for Trump to maintain his presidency. The Electoral College went ahead and made their decision. If that was not allowed to happen, because it happens in Congress, they would have found another way. And I think the other two branches of government would have sustained the rule of law. And I don't think Trump incited the violence. I think these people made their own choices. But look, every American has a right to have themselves representative in the government.
Jeff, thanks for the call. David, what do you think?
Well, first off, I would probably question the characterization of these people as being, what, civilly disobedient. I'm not exactly sure that breaking into the Capitol with the damages that they did and what also resulted in terms of what some of the confrontations that happened as to be civil. I think of civil disobedience in the classic definition is what a sit down strike, let us say, at a lunch counter to protest, racism or something like that, not this kind of forcibly storming in. So I think that's one issue. The second thing is that our First Amendment rights to express our views do express a right to be able to say what we want, but we don't have a right at the end of the day to inflict harm upon others. And so while it's an interesting argument the person was making, legally and constitutionally incorrect. Now, should the commission try to figure out why they were protesting and why they engaged in the violent behavior they did? Yes. And then I guess finally to say that, it was only action against one branch of government, that still counts as what? An effort to try to forcefully overthrow the United States. And there's a difference between advocating versus engaging in action to do that. And by all indications, this was engaging in action to try to overthrow, even if it was only one branch of the government. So again, I'm not sure the caller's characterization of what happened that day is accurate.
Let's go to Gordon next in Madison. Gordon, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad your guest answered the prior caller so reasonably. My question is, what happens? It sounds to me like the way they're setting up the commission, the way the law is currently written, is to have it evenly divided. Suppose the commission is evenly divided and they disagree, which is likely to happen, on things like subpoenas or what information they're going to go after. The minority, which is going to be even on that commission, the way it's currently written, is going to be able to block everything, essentially. So what happens? Isn't that kind of a dead end process?
Gordon, thanks for the call. And this is something we see on federal and state election commissions when they're, 3-3 ties and things like that. David, is this something that's handled in this particular commission proposal?
Well, that is a possibility. You're absolutely correct that we could see some deadlocks here. I think what's being hoped is the fact that the cooler heads will prevail, that there'll be a certain amount of compromise. Now, that may be a little optimistic, but I think that's what they're really hoping for at the end of the day, is that they'll be able to work something out like this. Now, I don't know if in the legislation it gives ultimately, let us say, the chairs, some kind of final, let us say, decision to be able to do something. But my understanding is right now is that it's going to be bipartisan, with the hope that there will be cooperation and agreement on something in terms of being able to proceed on investigations, rules, subpoenas, and so forth.
Talking to David Schultz, professor of political science and law at Hamline University, professor of law at the University of Minnesota, about proposals for a January 6th commission, model in part on the 9/11 commission. Back to your calls now. Bob is with us in Beloit. Bob, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What'd you want to bring up, Bob?
Well, how about a little objectivity? Where's the commission for all the state and local and federal buildings that were burned down to the ground across our country all last year? Where's that objectivity? Are we having a commission for that? And you call what happened in the in Washington an insurrection? Was it concerted? No, people were angry, and it was really brave of them to do that. But you know what? It wasn't too bright to do what they did across the country as well, which was probably 100 times worse in magnitude as to what happened in the Capitol. Right, Professor? Oh, and by the way, so I'd like to hear what you have to say.
We're breaking up there, Bob, but go ahead, David.
Okay. It may be very well legitimate to have a separate commission to look at what happened. I think he's referring to post George Floyd, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I think so too. Okay. Back in 1967, 1968, there was something called the Kerner Commission that looked at what was supposedly the causes of urban disorder across the United States. You know, in the summers of 66, 67, there were riots across the country. And there's nothing that precludes Congress from doing that. In fact, that would probably be an incredibly good idea, is to say, where have we progressed in the past 50 years in terms of race in America, race relations in America, and maybe this time perhaps act upon some of the recommendations in the Kerner, in an updated Kerner Commission report. So again, assuming he's talking about post George Floyd, I think we probably should have some kind of serious investigation or serious discussion about that, and along with perhaps thinking about how this country handles race matters in the United States, especially race and policing. In part, the George Floyd Act, which is before Congress right now and tied up in the Senate also, aims to try to address some of those issues.
Thanks for the call, Bob. A lot of people have made that equivalence, David. The answer from some has been, well, this was an attempt to overturn presidential elections in America, and it threatened the first through third people in the line of succession to the presidency. I don't know. Is there some different level here? Is there a different level of enormity if this had come out the way the insurrectionists had intended?
I think there's something very different here. I mean, what we have to sort out here with sort of some of the post George Floyd is there was clearly legitimate First Amendment protected actions that were going on. I think nobody endorses the property destructions that occurred, but sorting out perhaps who's responsible for what there would be important. You know, I'm in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're finding that the vast majority of the individuals who caused the fires and damage in Minneapolis and St. Paul were not Black Lives Matter people. They were white supremacists and white individuals who were being convicted. So my point being there is that maybe there's validity for some investigation there, but it's certainly not the equivalent in terms of essentially trying to overturn the results of an election and to storm the Capitol, and whether it's concerted or individual, to be able to halt the democratic process from moving forward. And so it may be worthwhile finding out, because some of your listeners are asserting and saying, well, this wasn't concerted. We don't know. And that's partly why to have a commission, to find out, was it concerted? Was it random? I find it difficult to believe that you could just have thousands of people just sort of randomly show up and undertake the type of activity they did.
David, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you to the listeners and the callers.
That's David Schultz from Hamline University and the University of Minnesota joining us for a look at a proposed commission to study the January 6th insurrection.